Now, pet. When we attach significance to certain locations and objects, we're doing one of the simplest things that people who are into trance get up to. Anchoring. Taking some bundle of experiences, emotions, desires, and associations, and parceling it off. There are things we know we can't do all the time. States of mind where constantly maintaining that level of arousal, intensity, or focus would obstruct our everyday lives. So we make anchors, we make triggers, things which activate or deactivate those parceled off learned responses. And there are some responses which we can safely turn up during trance, during a scene, during relaxation, which we otherwise must not manifest in the everyday. The clearer the signal is, the more potent we can allow these thoughts, presences, moods, behaviors to become. If we have a very clear-cut signal, something that we would never do by accident, then you can easily allow yourself to truly go wild and let loose, to give in to darker, deeper, burning urges that normally remain hidden, to, rather than stifle off, give them free rein, knowing that you can simply remove the cause of your letting loose when it is time to do other things. In this case, we're going to go with clothing. Follow my words, relax, and accept each of the things that I hand you to accept, as they are incorporated into your mind, as you create a parceled off space containing each of the things I describe, we will anchor that space to a specific pair of perfect, attractive stockings that you like to wear, but that you will only wear when you are ready to engage a specific mindset. What mindset? Arousal. Let's discuss arousal in trance, pet. Those little physiological symptoms that say, yep, my body's ready, horny, aching to perform all manner of wonderful fetishistic outlets to find release. But the pursuit of release must be mitigated somewhat. There have to be some times when you are not a horny ball of lust, barely able to think, mind flooded with honey and memory, my voice, my resonation, inside your skull, echoing to the rest of your form, down your nerves, between your legs, to every erogenous zone, buttocks clenching, hips thrusting, memories of the last time in sweat and dripping thoughts you came. All those things manifesting now, flashing across your internal vision, all those encapsulations of purest lust, which we must keep a lid on in order to be socially acceptable, in order to interface with the world. But every now and then, for a precious time, you can truly let go. Allow your inhibitions to fall away. Give yourself over to pure, throbbing performance of a function, the function of treating your body as a device for giving your brain as much pleasure as possible, working through your paces, hand trailing between your legs, fingers wrapping around, dipping in, sliding over, touching your most sensitive places, and then stroking and rubbing. Moving over your body as well, sliding down past your thighs, gripping your own buttocks, sliding up and toying briefly with your nipples, moving to the back of your head and just gently massaging your own neck, but because you're executing all these little functions at my direction and with your subconscious knowledge and consent, it'll feel just like someone else running their fingers over you. And doesn't it always feel better when someone else's touch is there? Well, combine the fact that it feels better when someone else does the touching with the knowledge you have of just how to touch yourself, and find your hands getting the best of both worlds. But if that happened all the time, it'd be a problem. So instead, we mark off clear lines. We choose a time when it's all right to just block out the weary world. A time that's private and safe. To go to where you will store them and pull out a treasured possession. To slide your body into a certain mindset. Yes. Well, if you're listening to this, you've already decided. Already prepared yourself. So the first thing we do is we set up the most arousing possible image and mindset. We fill you with that thrumming, aching arousal. A deep euphoric bliss as your body becomes hornier, hotter, more ready and in the moment, deeper, quicker breathing. A body that feels flush, warm, your blood pumping. As aroused as you can physically be, horny and on the edge. And once we have you in that state, we let you truly appreciate what it is to be so profoundly aroused. Then we bottle it all up. In one corner of your mind reserved for that particular state. And we take an object. In this case, a pair of simple stockings. And we anchor them to that experience, that thought, that arousal. And by tying the two together, we remind your mind. We entrain your mind. So when you pull on your stockings, you'll feel your skin flush, blood rush to where it's needed. Your mind become a little more hazy, a little more focused in lust and horny, aching desire. That titillating feeling of being on edge, teased to your limit, drawn to every sexy image and perverse fantasy that creeps through your head, letting it fill you. And here is the perfect place to build that mood, that image. If you're listening, you already get off a little on going deep with me, and hopefully on my voice as well. So as you sink further, you get to take all those sexy thoughts that have to be bottled up in order to function in the world without being a horny wreck, and you let them run wild. Your mind is necessarily listening, leaving open the dark canvas of your interior space where we can paint pictures of you. Simply envision yourself at your most horny, your most physically aroused, on that plateau toward climax, that place where you're looking for some excuse to slip off and satisfy yourself, that sheer horny ache. There, envisioning it, surely you'd find your breathing a little harsher, you'd find your body feeling hotter to the touch, even if it wasn't warm to someone else when you're running your own hands over your flesh. It feels hotter as well as sexier. And here, where there are fewer inhibitions and you have no ability to hide from yourself, you must admit the depth of your lust at times. We all fluctuate going from high levels to low levels of aroused, aching desire. But here, allow them to fill you, as if a warm, pulsing light flowing from between your legs were inundating every inch of you, carrying with it those messages of perverse inklings of arousal, of wanton desire left loose, off its leash for a time, here in the depths of trance where you knew you were going to go before you began. As I said, we couldn't function like that all the time. So let me propose an alternative, a lesson you might learn on how to control and compartmentalize, trigger and anchor. First, we help you become as horny as you've ever been. Then you slide on your stockings. Then we just let you feel that arousal flowing into your stockings, into that article of clothing, so that whenever it slides on your body, your memories of how aroused you got here, listening to me, resurge over your body, triggering that same heightened state of horny need, that desire, that feeling that everything about you is simply so sexy, needs stimulation, needs release. And then we anchor it, a simple explanation, a description of what it'll be like to roll your stockings up from now on. That will be the final step, and then I'll release you, by which point you'll already be wearing those arousing, tempting, wonderful stockings, touching your flesh, rubbing against you, stimulating you by their mere presence. So good to look at, so much so that sometimes when you gaze upon them, you bliss out. But for now, they are still lying nearby, where you left them before we began. Listen, follow, and enjoy. But to teach you about your arousal and when it is going to reach its fevered pitch, to tie the triggered response to those wonderful stockings, we first have to turn you on, pet. Envision the doorway in your mind which normally holds back your arousal. You don't spend all day trying to conjure horny images that'll make you too turned on to think, but you can get quite turned on if you put your mind to it, and if you've got my voice helping. Aroused, pet. Feeling it enter you, that tingling under your flesh, that feeling of warmth spreading through you, that thought diffusing in your mind saying, yes, this feels good. It begins with your body relaxing, all the tension leaving, and then a new and different tension enters you as your skin fleshes, your body breathes more deeply. You feel pleasure, pleasure, pleasure pulsing in the back of your head, your thought dripping down below, your whole body seeming to simply droop. And then the arousal intensifies. It's a palpable thing now. The urge to move your hands between your legs is almost, oh, unbearable. And yet endure it you will, because there's still more to it. Imagine walking across a room as aroused as you've ever been. Sometimes the mere brush of your feet against the floor, or, as it shall be, your stockings against the floor against your feet, is enough to make you on edge and shivering, shuddering with need. The moment you get somewhere private, your hands automatically dip between your legs, finding and then stimulating, moving occasionally, your other hand touching your stockings just to feel them there, everything seeming to orient itself around your arousal, which you cannot hide or suppress. Ordinarily, if you're too turned on, you can suppress it. You can think of something else. But if you're in a triggered state, a behavioral response where you know arousal, horniness, that sexy sensitivity is the right answer to everything, then you know what'll happen to you. Trying to suppress your arousal will be quite impossible while those wonderful, sensual stockings have been slipped onto your body. You'll be aroused, tingling, sensitive, sensual, and sexy in every dimension. Your mind simply thinking of every fetishistic desire, every bit of arousing material, every thing that makes you horny. All those thoughts cascading again and again, your body on edge and more sensitive than normal. Indeed, when you wear your stockings, you're gonna know. Merely touching your skin will make it an erogenous zone. Wherever your hands go, pleasure and need will follow in their wake, tingling through your skin. And now, the time approaches. You can feel yourself getting turned on, partly because you're entranced in the first place, partly because you know it's what I want, but mostly because every sexy, aching image you could possibly think of, every little fantasy, especially ones relating to being deep, triggered, entranced, is playing in your head again and again, making you thrum with need, making your body physically heightened, your sensitivity enhanced, your horniness off the scale. And now it's time to anchor it in place. You see, normally, you'd allow this kind of thing to fade if you had to go somewhere. But rather than make it so contextual, you can instead look to your stockings. If you're wearing them, then you're horny and turned on and everything is right. If you need to do something else, simply slip them off. But right now, it's time to slip them on. Take your stockings and slowly begin to put them on. Take one foot and raise it and slip the first stocking over the foot. Careful to orient it comfortably. And then begin to roll it up your leg slowly, inch by inch. You can already feel the heat seeping into you, where it is rolling over your foot and heel. Where the fabric touches you, you tingle, and maybe your toes curl in a kind of pre-orgasmic anticipatory delight. Then the rolling begins, and your eyes, closed or open, may widen at the tingling, resonating, shivering, running up your leg to your thigh, as if you were feeling so good that you can't simply contain it inside. A second inch, the stocking rolled up a little further. Take it slow, pet. Feel the heat pulsing and pulsing. The arousal that I've been setting up in your body and mind thus far, elaborating on, referencing, calling to the surface, plus all the arousal you feel just at being under. You get horny from going under, you get hot under the collar, aching, twitching, sensitive. All of that is associating itself with those stockings. And from now on, you know that any time you wear them when you're under, when you're deep, when you're horny or when you're coming or when you're twitching with need, it'll all kind of get soaked up by them, picking up the impressions of what you've been feeling, of what you've been doing, of what we've been doing together. Attaching little bits of that arousal radiation to those stockings, so that donning them reinfects you with sensitive, horny, aching, throbbing, preclimactic, shuddering breaths that invade your body, cloud your senses, make you want to touch, make you need to come. And for every moment that you're wearing them, roll them up a little more. Roll that first stocking up all the way. Feel it seem to stick to your skin with wanton desire, as if caressing you. Feel your buttocks shudder, your hips shake a little, the sheer bliss and sensitivity of your body. Everything is right. Everything is just as it should be. And now, rather than the arousal coming from within you, it is seated in that one stocking. Pull it all the way up, situate it comfortably. Feel the way pulse, pulse, pulsing desire moves up the nerves of your legs, settles between your thighs, nestling against your body. Yes, it's good. Make friends with your own horny need. Now slide the other stocking on, pet. Nice and slowly. Cover your foot first, then up over your heel. Now it's complete. It's almost like impulses are bouncing back and forth between the two. All that arousal I got before, all that arousal we fetched and pushed into your body, letting your fetishes and desires run wild, your breathing deepening, quickening. Oh, so good. Skin flushed, perhaps sweating a little. Eyes practically rolled back in your head, saying yes to your own form. In between rolling that stocking up, it's all right if you trail your hands between your legs. If you pleasure yourself a little, although your hands, now that you are wearing one stocking, might feel less like they are your own, and more like they are being directed by some friendly outside entity, by my voice entering. Teasing, making you touch, making you clench and want it. Yes. Roll it up a little higher. Every inch, a torturous vat of desire poured over your mind, rolling your second stocking up, up your leg, moving it inch by inch, feeling the fabric, seeing your toes curl, feeling your leg kick and shake with the pleasure of it, knowing that every inch seals your fate, locks in this state of desire. From now on, every moment you wear these stockings, roll it up higher, get it all the way up now. These particular stockings, you'll feel your body in this state of heightened, sweating, flushed desire, cheeks warm, mind aching, body on fire with a kind of preternatural lust that creeps in through your veins, that is tempting and titillating in its own way, that resonates in your body as if with the curling of your toes at the bottom of one stocking, a signal were sent up toward your brain by the long sock on your leg, nestled close to your thigh, the warmth, the ache, Your body feels right. All tension has left it when you wear those stockings. There can be no tension or concern about the outside world. Only you. Sensitive. Titillated. On edge. Excited. Aroused. Horny. Aching for it. Touching your body at every opportunity and loving the touch. The way it feels like someone else's hands. A lover's caress, but guided by your mind and therefore calculated to do just what you know you like. Your body twitching. The presence of those stockings reminding you. For example, if you walked across the room with them on, you'd feel the arousal in your head get stronger with every impact of your feet against the floor. And when you are seated, they can rub on one another, teasing and titillating. Or if you kneel and seat your buttocks back against the backs of your legs, you'll feel the fabric of your stockings rubbing, massaging, reminding you that there is a vast reservoir of aroused, achy lust hidden in your mind, which is unveiled every time you lock it in by sliding up your stockings. And when you need to go out into the world and do something, you simply remove them. And with them goes all that arousal. But it's perfectly acceptable to look at them once they're off, and feel warmth in your hands when you touch them, anticipation when you consider putting on your stockings, to store them somewhere nice and treat them well, let them be a reminder of your arousal, your ache, so that walking around in them makes you feel so incredibly sexy, as if your body were so alluring to you, that touching is just a tempting, impossible to avoid state of affairs. A rule that your body will be aroused when you wear your stockings, turned on, achy, horny, needing it, your fetishes running wild, your mind almost half entranced just by the act of putting on your stockings. Wearing them around is likewise pleasurable. And you'll find that you periodically space out, stare blankly ahead, perhaps a vacant smile on your face, feeling the arousal flow from your stockings to the area between your legs, which after all is so close, but not before pausing to caress your thighs, the backs of your knees, your feet themselves, which after all are engulfed in the arousal-instilling totem of your desire. The symbol of submitting to your lust, of letting your sensitivity go rampant, of the feeling of one hand brushing over your stockings, being enough to stimulate the legs within so much that they twitch, that your toes curl, that your body prepares to come. So good that it seems like just touching and stimulating your legs through your stockings might be enough to make you come. Which of course makes sitting down all too tempting. You might rub one foot against the other or one leg against the other, feeling the fabric slide on fabric, sending echoing feedback loops into your mind. Rubbing your stockings together feels good, and you want to feel good, and so you want to keep doing it. But doing it reminds you, makes you more aroused, and you know that when you pull your stockings off, all that arousal goes with them. Leaves your body and mind until the next time you slide them on. So it may be quite difficult to slide them off unless you have something you need to go do, or you need to tenderly wash them, or you want to just feel normal for a little while. Breathe deeply, catch your breath, stop touching yourself, stop aching and throbbing in sensitive, horny need. And if that happens, sure, you'll slide them off. Maybe you'll torturously roll them down each leg, as slowly as you will roll them on, feeling the arousal recede, so that as you've rolled 2 inches down one leg, you can breathe normally, your skin is less flushed. When you have them all the way off your leg, a long process, and you've slid them off your foot, it'll be easier to slide the other one off. Even though once you begin to roll down your second stocking, maybe your mind will say, come on, put that one back on, it couldn't hurt. But once you do get the second one off, you'll be able to breathe, feeling your skin cool and comfortable, your mind once more clear. Indeed, because you've gotten so much arousal out of your system by wearing your stockings, you may find your mind clearer for a little while once they come off. Of course, the converse is true. If you put them on after a long spell of not satiating your lusts, imagine how good it'll be to slip them on one foot. Roll them up. Feel your mind be overtaken by an arousal you have saved for just such an occasion. Being turned on and sensitive, hot under the collar, aching, throbbing, and signaling to your subconscious and your conscious mind by rolling on your stockings that you intend to walk around in that lustful state for a while. That it is your intention, thought through, executed, and now rampaging with tremors of achy pre-orgasmic desire, of horny, wanton exposure to your own mind's devices. As you move, your stockings stimulate your legs. They brush against your body and against surfaces you stand on. They move, and they move inside your mind, too. You're aware of what they symbolize. And the more aroused you get while wearing your stockings, say by wearing them and listening to this file, or indeed, any other arousing, sexy, hypnotic session, you'll absorb some of that anchored arousal. It's like there's a box in your head that says stockings, a place where all the horny ache you get while wearing them gets stored, as well as the desire I instilled earlier. And it gets to run wild when you wear them. Gets to move through you, make you shiver, make you want. And in that wanting, you find release eventually, maybe even repeatedly. And through that release, you satiate your urges until it's time to take them off and focus on something else for a while. But you'll be back. If this is something you enjoy, you simply need to return, reinforce it. Make it so the mere touch on those stockings, merely holding those socks in your hand and staring at them, makes your eyes roll and your body shiver. To merely think of them is to imagine putting them on. And to imagine putting them on is to be tempted. A temptation you can resist if there's something important to do. But during your leisure time, especially time when you plan to vent your libido and get those sexy impulses out, there's nothing wrong with wearing your stockings, as long as the dress code's appropriate, and letting your mind fade to the background, while your body does what it yearns to do, opens that box where your arousal is stored. And every time you wear your stockings while you think of something that arouses you, every time you get turned on or come while wearing them, more and more sexy thoughts, horny impulses, aroused, controlling desires will be put into that box, which is only unlocked when the stockings are slid on. The more you put them on, the stronger it gets released, until once you're wearing both of them, your mind is consumed, need to touch, need to be hot under the collar. Ache, loving every second of it, feeling so relaxed and at ease just like you are whenever you go down into trance, wanting it more and more, empowering your stockings every time you wear them, as if they pick up some of your arousal and get stronger and stronger, until eventually merely touching the place where you store them, looking across the room at them, or thinking about them, will give you a mere moment of that aroused, shuddering chill, that pleasant, delightful promise of things you can do when everything you need to do is out of the way, and what you want to do can finally come to pass, and you want to wear your stockings. When you slide your stockings on, the arousal I've built here, and indeed every horny, tempting thought I've ever given to you that turned you on, that made you want it, every one of them will come flooding in. And when you slide your stockings off, that'll be a signal to your conscious mind and your subconscious mind that the sexy times are over for now. And because every time you have a long, torturous, wonderful, orgasmic, pleasurable session wearing your stockings, they will grow more associated with arousal in your mind. Eventually, wearing them will be the purest form of arousal. They will gain that little element of horny need, become a symbol for your libido turned loose. So this cycle, this planted idea, this little box of fetishes, perpetuates itself, makes itself more powerful, and those stockings are already throbbing their way into your mind. They can be removed later, but for now, the mere feel of them against your skin evokes sensitivity and makes your hands less your own and more a tool of pleasure to take the machine that is your body and use it to inundate your waiting, horny mind with pulse after pulse, yes after yes, and orgasm after mind-rending, stocking-empowering, hypnotically twitching orgasm. I hope you enjoy them. Mwah.